This is the Prayer for Perfect Peace. It's a series of scriptural affirmations that help us to dwell in and receive the perfect peace of God in our minds and hearts and spirits. Here it is, the Prayer for Perfect Peace. I am kept in perfect peace because my mind is stayed on you, and I trust in you, my great and loving Almighty Creator God. For you have made the heavens and the earth, the seas and the fountains of water, and all living things are in your hand. I will lie down, both in peace and in sleep, for you alone, O Lord, make me dwell in safety. God imparts strength to my mind and heart, and God blesses me with peace. The Lord be magnified, who delights in the peace of his servant. Because I am meek and humble, I shall inherit the earth, and shall be joyful and astonished in the overflowing of peace. All day long I will pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice. He has delivered my soul in peace from the battle that was against me. He makes peace in my borders and fills me with the finest of the wheat. O Lord God, you will ordain peace for me, for you also have worked all my works in me. And the work of righteousness shall be peace, and the service of righteousness shall be quietness and hope forever. And because I am God's child, I shall dwell in a peaceable home, and in a secure dwelling, and in a quiet resting place. Behold, I had great bitterness for peace, but you loved my soul from the pit of destruction. Indeed, you have cast all my sins behind your back. Surely Jesus has borne my griefs, and he has carried my sorrows. Jesus was wounded for my transgressions and bruised for my iniquities. The chastisement of my peace was upon him, and with his stripes I am healed. For the mountains shall depart, and the hills be removed, but God's kindness shall not depart from me, nor shall his covenant of his peace be removed. For so says the Lord God, who has mercy on me. For Jesus says to me, peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. I have spoken these things to you so that you might have peace in me. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. Therefore, being justified by faith, I have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. My mind is set on the Spirit, and I have life and peace. Indeed, I have righteousness, joy and peace in the Holy Spirit. The God of hope has filled me with all joy and peace in believing, and I abound in hope through the power of the Holy Spirit. I am not anxious about anything, because in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving I am letting my requests be made known to God. And the peace of God which passes all understanding is keeping my heart and mind through Christ Jesus. And the Lord of peace himself gives me peace always in every way. And grace and peace is multiplied to me through the blood of the cross of Christ. The God of peace is with me always. He shall never leave me nor forsake me. Therefore, since I am being blessed with all the blessings in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus, I confidently and willingly open my hands and my heart to believe and to receive the free and gracious gift of the perfect peace of God.